Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Gospel of the Lord. For the Jews, by the time Jesus' conversion to the teaching of the prophets, because they talk about this Messiah, if they believe that, surely in the heart, in the person of Jesus, all fulfilled. But nowadays, our conversion is back to Christ. John, in his Gospel, chapter 5, verse 15, "Without me, you cannot do anything." And chapter 6, verse 14, "Those only through me you can go to God the Father." So today our conversion is back on the path of Jesus towards the God the Father. He is the only person that we can go back to God the Father through his words, the Bible, especially the Gospel, through his life, his body and blood, the Eucharist. That's why in the Mass itself is centered in the Word of God, in his body and blood, so that we can, through him, with him, in him, we can go back to God the Father. He is coming not only in white, he shared his life on earth so that we can, on a day-by-day basis, we can go back to God the Father through doing the will of God the Father. It's very simple. When you come to Mass, you pray, take him, listen. During the whole time, the daytime, share his life with people. Jesus expects us to love anybody that is close to us. No choosy. Don't say, "This is my friend, she is not my friend." No. Everybody is Christ's body. Christ's body. Whatever you do to the least, are doing it to me. So we believe that whatever we do, the whole day, 24 hours, we are in God's love. We are in His mission. We are in Him, for Him. So we must be joyful because we are no more unknown. That's why the first phrase, appearance of Jesus for the disciples, peace be with you. Because Christ is now in us. This is a peace for us.